The Day the Crowns Came Home by Drew DeWalt. One day, Duncan and his crowns were happily coloring together when a strange stack of postcards arrived from him in the mail. "Dear Duncan, not sure if you remember me. My name is Maroon Crayon. You only colored with me once to draw a scab, but whatever. Anyway, you lost me 2 years ago in the couch, and then your dad sat on me and broke me in half. I never would have survived had Paperclip not nursed me back to health. I'm finally better, so come get me. And can Paperclip come too? He's really holding me together. Sincerely, your Maroon Crayon, Maroon Crayon." "Dear Duncan, no one likes peas. No one even likes the color pea green. So I'm changing my name and running away to see the world. Sincerely, Esteban the Magnificent, the crown formerly known as Pea Green." "Hi Duncan, it's me, Neon Red Crown. Remember that great vacation we had with your family? Remember how we laughed when we drew a picture of your dad's sunburn? Remember dropping me by the hotel pool when you left? Clearly you do not, because I'm still here. How could you miss me? Anyway, after 8 months waiting for you to come get me, I guess I'm walking back. Your left behind friend, Neon Red Crown." "Duncan, it's us, Yellow and Orange. We know we used to argue over which of us was the color of the sun, but guess what? Neither of us wants to be the color of the sun anymore. Not since we were left outside and the sun melted us together. You know the real color of the sun? Hot. That's what. We're sorry for arguing. You can make green the sun for all we care. Just bring us home. Your not-so-sunny friends, Yellow and Orange." "Hey, Duncan. I'm sure you don't recognize me after the horrors I've been through. I think I was Tan Crown? Or maybe Burnt Sienna? I don't know. I can't tell anymore. Have you ever been eaten by a dog and puked up on the living room rug? Because I have. I have been eaten by a dog and puked up on the rug, Duncan, and it's not pretty. Not pretty at all. I'm more carpet fuzz than crayon now. Can you please bring me back? Your undigestible friend, Tan, or possibly Burnt Sienna, Crayon." "Dearest Duncan, could you please open the front door? I still need to see the world. Sincerely, Esteban the Magnificent." "Hey Duncan, remember last Halloween we told your little brother there was a ghost behind the basement stairs? Then we drew that scary stuff on the wall? Sure was funny when he ran screaming, right? But it wasn't so funny when you forgot to take me out of the basement. Please come get me. I'm kind of terribly horrified. Your scared friend, Glow-in-the-Dark Crayon." "Dear Duncan, looks like I'm almost home. Been through China, Canada, and France, I think. Just crossing New Jersey by camel now. New Jersey has giant pyramids, right? See you soon, Neon Red Crown. P.S. Next stop, the North Pole, I think." "Duncan, does page 8 of Pirate Island ring a bell? Kind of a big payday for Captain Greenbeard there, don't you think? And no bronze or silver in that pile, huh? I told you it'd make me blunt if you colored each coin individually, but would you listen? No. I also told you those stupid crown sharpeners never work. Did you listen to that? Also no. Now I can't color anything at all. Your pointless friend, Gold Crayon." "Dear Duncan, I've seen the world. It's rainy. I'm coming back. Esteban the Magnificent." "Hi, Duncan. You're probably wondering why my head is stuck to your sock. A question I ask myself every day. Well, it's because last week you left me in your pocket and I ended up in the dryer. I landed on your sock and now he's stuck to my head. Can you please come get me? Also, why does everything you wear still smell even after it was washed? Your stinky socky stucky on a head buddy, Turquoise Crown. P.S. Sock says hi." "Dear Mr. Duncan, I know I'm not your crown. I know I belong to your baby brother, but I can't take it anymore. In the last week alone, he's bitten the top of my head, put me in the cat's nose, down the wall, and tried to color garbage with me. The worst part is he is a terrible artist. I can't tell what his drawings are. Donkeys? Monkeys? Donkey monkeys? Picasso said every child is an artist, but I don't know. I don't think you met your brother. Please rescue me. Your desperate friend, Big Chunky Toddler Crayon. Duncan, greetings from the Amazon rainforest. Making great time. I think I'm almost home. Neon Red Crayon. Hello, Duncan. It's me, Brown Crayon. You know exactly why I ran away, buddy. Everyone thinks I get all the great coloring jobs. Candy bars, puppies, ponies. Lucky me, right? Bet they don't know what else you use to color me, do they? I didn't think so. The rest of that drawing was great, but did it really need that final brown scribble? I'll come back, but please, let's stick to candy bars, okay? Your very embarrassed friend, Brown Crayon. Duncan was sad to learn of all the crayons he'd lost, forgotten, broken, or neglected over the years. So he ran around gathering them up. But Duncan's crayons were also damaged and differently shaped than they used to be, that they no longer fit in the crayon box. So Duncan had an idea. He built a place where each crayon would always feel at home. Thank you for listening.